Romans 8, reading from verse 18 through to 27. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hopes for what they have or already have? But we hope for what we do not yet have. We wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So reads the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I just pray that you be with me now as I bring the message that you've laid in my heart, and that you will speak through me, Lord. And anything that's not of you, just blow it away like chaff in the wind, because we want to be fed from you, Lord. So just be with me now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. So today is the first Sunday of Advent. And as already happened this morning, Daniel lit the candle after Nola read to us and told us what it represented. And it is the title of this morning's message, Hope. You know, given the current situation with COVID, which has been so intrusive into a lot of people's way of life, affecting a wide variety of activities, i.e., being unable to worship together, hence we are here on Zoom instead of meeting down in the church. People meeting together at luncheon clubs and village halls. A lot of the village halls have been locked up, and a lot of people have been suffering loneliness and isolation because of the inability to get together because of the current restrictions. Even just simple things like going to the hairdressers has been outlawed at present. You know, but the biggest thing I think is the personal contact with people. I think of people in the homes whose friends and family can't actually go in and visit. You can't give them a hug. And my heart goes out to Heidi. I can understand where Heidi's coming from. And she's talking about her mum being distant and with her mum not having the ability to state what's on her mind at that time. But a lot of these people are in homes and they don't understand why the loved ones, they can see them through the glass, but they can't touch them. Why can't they come in? Why can't they touch them? You know, a lot of people's sense of hope seems to be at a very low ebb. And it's not just here that it's happening. It's worldwide because of the ravages of COVID, which is responsible for more than 1 million deaths throughout the world. And that's so far. I think it's fair to say, however, that with the news of progress in the development of a new vaccines, there seems to be a glimmer of hope. And there seems to be light at the end of it, the tunnel, as it were. That the problem caused by this virus may soon be alleviated, even if it's just a little. And like you, I sincerely trust that that will be the case. This first Sunday of Advent, when we think of the lighting of the hope candle. What does it say to you? Advent reminds us that God decided that this world was in a bad state of spiritual health and in much need of a vexing, as it were, to reset the balance of the relationship between himself and us, because mankind had just lost its way completely. They were worshipping all sorts of things, from wooden idols to gold idols, anything but the living God. And you know, if we're not careful, we can set up idols. We think that there aren't idols today, but if you love your house more than you love God, that's your idol. If you love your car more than you love God, you know, idols are what you put your trust in. So I would say that we need to put our trust in God. God's remedy for this is quite clear, and it's contained in John 3:16, which I'm sure you're well aware of. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You know, the COVID vaccine is believed to offer between 70 and 95% protection against the COVID virus, which is pretty good. And it should enable us to get some of our freedoms back that were once taken for granted. Isn't it funny how often we take things for granted, whether it be even each other, we take for granted. And it isn't until we can't have those things, they're taken away from us, that we realize just how important they were. Things such as worshiping together in purpose, family gatherings, just being able to get up and go out to the cinema, or go out for a meal, or even just to go to the pub. But now we are restricted because of this situation, this terrible pandemic that is upon us all. The removal of the threat of COVID, even if it did, there is probably some new virus out there just waiting to pounce on us once it's gone. Not very optimistic, I know, but very true. Then, there in the Gospel, is in a nutshell, we read of true hope. Yes, Jesus is the only vaccine that is 100% guaranteed to save and protect us and to provide for all our needs today and forever. Why do we need Jesus then as our vaccine? Well, if we look in Romans 3, verse 23, it tells us exactly, because it reads, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." There is only one solution to getting right with God, and there is only one way that we can put things right. And we are told again in Scripture, in John 14, verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." We can learn from the Bible, as we read through it, that Jesus helped and healed the lepers. He healed the lame. He gave them the ability to walk. The deaf, he restored their hearing. And he freed those who were demon-possessed, and he even raised the dead. And you know what? The surprising thing is, he still performs miracles to this very day. And not only does he perform miracles, he gives us and he gives his disciples this promise. And all who love the Lord Jesus can do the same. Because he tells us in John 14, verse 13, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." You know, so don't be downhearted. Don't think that you're powerless. You can turn to the living God and ask in the Son's name, and the Father will answer your prayers. But how often do we forget to ask? How often do we start on a project and try to do things in our own strength because we know better. And it's only when things don't go well, when things aren't working out as we had hoped, that we realize that we need help. And help is always available, but we should seek it at the right time. And it's much simpler and less painful if we seek it before we start. It's like if you've gone out on a journey and you don't ask for directions and you end up in Skagness before you realize, oh, I should have taken a turn in right and ended up in Boston. And if you realize that if you'd looked at the map first, it would have saved you all that trouble and all that traffic and all that petrol and all that worry. In Philippians 4 and 13, Paul tells us why we should seek God's help, because there it says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And I believe that we should take a leaf out of Paul's book and remember that's where our strength comes from. Our strength comes from the Lord. At present, we are in a national lockdown until the 2nd of December, when we will be promoted from tier 1 to tier 3. Are you excited about that? You know, you wonder, well, why? It's mind-blowing in a way. I think I know why, but I'm not going to go into that now. But our government may be trying to bring down the risk of infection, but they are in the dark. Everything they do seems to be reactive rather than proactive. Why is that? Well, I believe it's because they would have us believe they have the knowledge and they know how best to deal with this pandemic. But they don't. But don't panic, because our Heavenly Father knows everything. And remember, nothing occurs in this world that he is not aware of. And just as he told Isaiah, he is also saying to each one of us today, as we read in Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Isn't that comforting to know that our God is there for us and he has the strength to help us in all situations? And he will uphold us in everything, even when we don't deserve it. Advent means coming in Latin. It was the announcement of the coming of Jesus. And the vaccine mankind required to overcome the sinful pandemic, which had overcome them. And Jesus was willing to offer himself as our sacrificial lamb. He is readily available to all who will believe in him and accept him as our Lord and Savior. Unlike the promised vaccine against this terrible pandemic, which is still in the laboratories at the moment, a vaccine which will have an unknown lifespan. We don't know how long it's going to be effective for. But Jesus is available to everyone right now, and it will last a whole lifetime and beyond, because it's life everlasting if you know and love the Lord Jesus, as Scripture tells us. In Hebrews 10:12-14, we read, but this man, after he had made one sacrifice for sins forever, and the sacrifice was forever, never, didn't need to be repeated, he sat down at the right hand of God from that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has made forever those who are being sanctified perfect. So you're perfected if you know the Lord. You don't need to worry about COVID or anything else. If you're saved, you have no need to worry about anything, as I say, including COVID, and here is why. Scripture again tells us in John 10, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Now, if that doesn't give you reassurance, I don't know what will. You know, and I'm aware that there are people who are going to be listening to this message who don't know the Lord. And my heart and prayers go out to them. And I would suggest if you are listening to this message this morning, or during the week, or in the weeks to come, if you find it on the web and you're bored and you just happen to fall across it, I pray, if you have not yet accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you do, and you do it as soon as possible. Don't put it off, because we are not promised a tomorrow. We're only promised hope for today. And we've got hope for tomorrow, but tomorrow may never come. You know, you might find it difficult not to be afraid of this pandemic if you don't know the Lord, because you don't know where your future lies. But if you know him, as I've said, you have got that precious gift. And I would advise anyone who doesn't know him to accept God's precious gift, as we read in John 3:16 today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever, not whosoever means anyone, whosoever, the wording is perfect, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I'm going to finish with another verse from John 16, and it's verse 33. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So I say, if you don't know him already, don't you want to have the peace that only he can give? He knows that we'll have trouble in this world, but we need to take heart, because he overcome it. And if you know him as your Lord and Savior, then you are an overcomer. You don't need to worry about anything, because he loves you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. As we've already read, no one can snatch you out of his hand, and no one can snatch you out of his Father's hand, who is greater than him, and he and the Father are one. So I'll leave you with that thought and just pray. Let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and you know everything that goes on in this world. And Lord, one day we will be with you if we have accepted your precious gift, your Son Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. And I pray that anyone and everyone in this world will come to realize that you are the only cure for the troubles of all, because you are the only one that can give us peace, perfect peace, the peace that passeth all understanding. So, Lord, we just pray that you bless us and keep us safe, and call us to be with you, because we say, come, Lord Jesus, come. We look forward to that day when you come and claim us for your own. And we ask it in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.